Here we go.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And how are you doing today?
Not too bad.
What a gorgeous day out there.
Yes,
it's just astonishing. Yeah, it feels like summer finally came and now it's about to go. So we have Tradio for a Friday, and phone lines are open, waiting to hear from you. I got a call this morning saying that the Rainforest Festival has a trip up the Stikine River, and there's one seat left in the boat trip.
Yes, at least...
You're on three.
Yeah, I'm on three.
Yeah, we're almost there. Okay.
There we go. Okay. Yes, as of 8:30, there was only one seat left.
Okay.
So, you just get to sit back and be driven around the Stikine. You can get off the boat.
By experts.
Yes, by experts. So, go to akrainforestfest.org to sign up. One seat left.
A little more about the trip. It is being led by one of the keynote speakers, I think.
Yes, Natalie Dawson, who will be talking about migration corridors on the trip and explaining how some populations of animals are isolated and, like we never used to have brown bears, and now they're coming into... our area. So she'll be talking about how that kind of happens, that, an island might be isolated and then suddenly new species come to visit.
And you'll be going up the superhighway of migration corridors, which is the Stikine River.
Yes.
I can imagine doing it on a day like this.
I know.
Gorgeous.
And
so that's coming up next weekend, though.
Yes.
Right?
And yes, next Friday, 1 week from today. And so there is one seat left. Grab it.
Yes, it sounds good. Okay, we have someone on line one. Okay, line one, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hi, Joyce. Morning.
Hello. Good morning. I'm calling for bingo. Of course, the Sons of Bingo is tonight. The doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. And tonight's break time meal is BLT macaroni salad. And we're going to have some sandwiches and chips.
Okay.
Okay, we got that.
Yep.
And we have water and pop that has a small fee to it. And the coffee, candy, and popcorn is free. And you have to be 19 years old to play. And we have an outside access chair to help people up to the second floor.
Okay.
Excellent.
And I have, thank you. I have a couple of things for sale. I have two children's artwork frames, and they hold 18 drawings in each one. So you open the front cabinet, you put your picture in, you close the cabinet. The next one, you do the same thing, and you put the picture in, and you close the cabinet. So they're $20 a piece. And I cannot say this word, but you know the boards that you put your cheese and lunch meat and tomatoes on?
Charcuterie.
I have.
Well done, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew Chris would know if I explained it.
Exactly.
I want $20 for that, too.
Okay.
So, that's it.
Thank you.
Oh, how about a telephone number? Right. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, 519-0602.
519?
Oh, excuse me, 518.
Okay, 0602?
0602.
Okay.
I don't know where I got that 9 from.
I'm glad she checked. Okay.
All right,
okay,
got it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling. So the Rainforest Festival starting up next weekend.
Yes, next Thursday is the keynote event. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have Natalie Dawson talking again kind of about how animals find their way to various places in our area. Mm-hmm. And also what's happening is a slideshow, Robin Roberts.
Oh.
And she is a fantastic photographer. She'll have wildlife photos. And we've got a couple that, we have her mink that's on the...
I saw that in the paper this morning.
Yes,
it was such
know.
A great picture.
Isn't it?
Yeah, she's a good photographer.
And so she'll be talking about some of the encounters she's had with various animals. And
yeah, it looked like that was a close encounter with the mink. Yes. And yeah, she led the boat trip when I went last year, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was lovely. I think there were two different boat trips, right?
And there were two boat trips,
one
yes.
One was kind of the photography aspect and mm-hmm. the other, yeah. So, yes. And actually, she'll be on the boat this year, too.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe there's even one seat left
know,
on that. But
I know. It's, well, you never know.
Yeah. Well, people are just trying to get back to
yes,
school.
Exactly. There's
change
lots
over
going
the long
on.
Line gear from the Saints. Find your shoes that are not sandals.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a whole weekend ahead.
Right. And remember, too, that the art show. So if you are
oh,
an
right.
artist, we would like to have you have your artwork in by Wednesday of next week. So that is the 9th. And by 5 p.m. before the museum closes. And there will be a reception on Friday night from 5 to 7 p.m.
Mm, I need to get that
yeah,
public service announcement
yes.
up. And that's at the museum. And is it Crossings? Is that
yes,
the
Crossings
theme?
Is the theme. And of course, it's wide open. So, you know, it doesn't matter if... Just bring your artwork, please.
Yes. That, and it has to be ready to hang or place,
yes.
right?
Okay. Ready to hang or place, up to 3 items. Mm-hmm. And there's usually paperwork to fill out at the museum. And sometimes mm-hmm. you can get that ahead of time. And if you need it, I think I have copies. So you can just go to the AK. Well, actually, you could email akrainforestfestival@gmail.com, and I can probably get the paperwork for you and send it.
Okay.
So,
and for people new in town, the museum is there right across from the hospital.
Yes.
And that's the Clausen Museum. And what was the time for the artist reception again?
It's 5 to 7 p.m.
Next
Friday.
7
next
Friday.
And besides the Stikine trip, we have an art class also going on. Andrea Withers is doing a class on stamp carving and printing. And that's always a special treat. I know I took something like that from her like years ago, and I still have those stamps that
oh.
I use. And yeah, I mean, it is just a great experience. And so that's also happening on Friday of next week.
Okay.
And on Saturday in the morning, we have a walk with Natalie Dawson, who mm-hmm. is the keynote speaker and who will be doing the migration corridors up the Stikine on Friday. And we haven't picked a place quite yet on the island where to go, but we'll just be looking for, you know, signs of wildlife.
Yes.
Which you could go pretty much anywhere.
Pretty much anywhere.
Yeah,
this is true.
Meet at the library parking lot, though, at 8 a.m. and...
Saturday. Right.
Saturday. Yeah, she needs to get on the plane, so it's going to be kind of a close encounter there. But we should have plenty of time, you know, to head out and do a little bit of a walk and see what we can see.
That's true. And I was just walking on the City Creek Boardwalk and saw whales yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then I heard after I left that they were bubble net feeding again.
Oh, no.
Yes. Remember that we've had like a week of them doing their cooperative feeding in front of town. So everyone got an eyeful. So yes. I guess they started again last night. Someone spotted them down by Frederick Point. And I saw a few this morning, a group of three. So keep your eyes out. You could see that just off the boardwalk path or from the Whale Observatory of all places.
Yes.
So... there's wildlife close.
Yeah. And then on Saturday afternoon, there's a mini bear fair.
Oh, what? Tell me about that. What is that?
Well, they're going to have various tables set up to and demonstrations. So they'll be talking about bear spray. They're going to be talking about and showing, I believe, what a good campsite is like to protect you from bears and what a bad campsite is like to invite bears.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be various things like that. And I believe at about 3 o'clock, Frank Robbins will be showing some of his wildlife cam.
Oh, wow.
Videos. And so that's happening. Actually, the whole thing is happening from 1 to 4 at Parks and Recreation. And yeah, like I said, there'll be tables with various things. I think there'll even be Public Works with their bear.
I was going to say, are they giving away bear straps?
I don't know if they're giving them away, but they will be showing
how to use them.
Yes, how to use them. And and so there'll be all sorts of little things of how to get along with the bears. I mean, they were here first.
Yes, I know, but they feature prominently in the police report.
Yes,
as I was reading this morning, our version of a crime wave is bears in the garbage. So you can learn more from Frank doing the mini bear fest. That's an excellent thing. Well, so much going on in Petersburg on the weekends. And, so you have all that to look forward to. Again, for the Rainforest Festival lineup of things, it's akrainforestfest.org.
Yes, .org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll have more information on that as the events approach.
Yes.
We are doing Tradio right now. Had one call from Joyce, and I don't know. Phone lines are pretty dead, but, you know, look out the window. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Very many people are focused on Tradio right now.
No, I don't think so.
If they're just looking out the window, just in awe of the beautiful day, that could be. So
getting ready to do many things.
Yes, that last mowing of the lawn and getting out on the boat one more time to try and catch a fish. And there's the phone. Usually when I say I'm winding it up, that's when the phone rings. Kind of like why I never worry about when are people going to sign up for stuff, because it's always 5 minutes before
the
deadline.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
We'll see if this translates into a phone call. Okay. Okay.
Hello,
caller on line one.
Oh, hello. No one put me through. I thought I was talking to somebody else for a second.
Hi. You might have been. I stole your call.
It's okay. It's actually Laura. I heard only one person called, so I figured Eric Grumberg did not call yet. But we're kind of teaming up to do a yard sale tomorrow from 9 to 1. And there'll be fishing gear, some kitchen gear, some kids' clothes. And then he likes to say it's a little bit of something for everybody. So that's happening tomorrow at 14 East Lansing Street.
Which is right up Lumber, right?
Mm-hmm. Lumber.
Yep.
and park on Lumber and walk east on Lansing, and you'll have you'll see all the good stuff there from 9 to 1 tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good. Do you need any more longline gear?
Yep.
Like, can I drop some longline gear off?
Text Eric.
Oh, that's everyone's reaction. Still trying to unload those snaps.
This is his yard sale, and we're just kind of adding some things. It's mostly his, though.
Okay.
I'm looking out my window, and he's got a lot of fishing gear kind of hanging out on some sawhorses and things. So, yeah, give him a call. There's one more thing I can mention. I'm teaching a class on the 12th, which is the week of the Rainforest Festival.
Mm-hmm.
On the 12th, it's in the afternoon. I believe it's 1 to 4 at the library, and it's a mobile class.
Oh, yeah, I've got that.
Yep. Oh, you did. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. That's kind of a new lesson. 3-hour class where we kind of cut out some organic shapes and hang them in this kind of whimsical way. So it's called like a dreamscape mobile class.
And that's for older. That's for adults, right, and teens?
Well, I think that we're offering it for, like, teens and older. I don't know what if we set, like, a real age. I'm guessing we can do, like, 10 and up, really. It's not, we're not
okay.
Using exact size. We're going to use scissors and paint and paper clips. So I think it's probably okay for 10 and up.
Okay. I had 16.
And that's 1 to 4 on Saturday the 12th.
Okay.
Oh, it does say 16.
It did, but if you think kids could do it, that'd be okay, right?
Eric, I'm on radio right now talking about your art sale. Yeah, I see him right now. Okay. Yeah, that I can send a message to the library right now and tell them 10 and up is really fun for this kind of class.
Thank you, Ashley, for updating us there.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, I think that's all I got, Julie and Chris.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Still trying to offload some longline gear. And that's funny. It's almost everyone's response.
Yes.
No, don't bring that here.
Yeah. We have enough.
Yeah. What's a yard without a few tubs and skates of gear, I guess? Well, anyway, I think, I don't know, it's almost 20 minutes past. I think we could go back to some music. You want to do a rundown there, such as it is?
Yes, it's a very short rundown,
mm-hmm.
but Joyce called. It's bingo night at the Sons of Norway Hall. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. Tonight's snack is BLT macaroni salad, sandwiches, and chips. Water and soda, there is a small fee for, but coffee, popcorn, and candy are free. She also has two children's artwork frames available, and it sounds like they hold 18 separate artworks. And I'm not sure how to quite imagine this, but anyway, they're $20 each. She also has a charcuterie board for $20, and you can talk with her and find out more about those items by calling 907-518-0602. And Ashley just called. Yard sale tomorrow from 9 to 1 at 14 East Lansing Street. There will be fishing gear, kids' clothes, something for everyone. Also wanted to mention that Ashley is teaching a mobile class at the library September 12th from 1 to 4. And if you go to the library website, psglib.org, I'm sure you can find out more information about that and register. And it sounds like it could be teens and up or 10 and up.
Yes.
So that's that there. And I will just mention again, as of 8:30, I don't know about now, but there was one seat left for the Stikine River trip next Friday for the Rainforest Festival. So
yes, and if you want that seat, you need to move quickly.
Yes.
AKA rainforestfest.org.
Yes.
So there you go, and that's a wrap on Tradio for today. Chris, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
Today. Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Island Refrigeration and Alaska Commercial Electronics, offering sales, installation, and service for marine refrigeration, marine electronics, and more. ACE, 907-772-3310, and the shop at 908 South Nordic Drive.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.